We are seeing some new unrest and protests this week after shootings by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Last night, North Carolina's governor declared a state of emergency after a second night of violent protests. It's another flashpoint in the national conversation about law enforcement and its role in minority communities. And it is also an issue that's been part of the presidential campaign. Hillary Clinton talked about this on the Steve Harvey Show this week.
An unarmed man with his hands in the air? I mean, this is just unbearable. And it needs to be intolerable. And so, you know, maybe I can, by speaking directly to white people, say, look, this is not who we are. We've got to do everything possible to improve policing, to go right at implicit bias. There are good, honorable, cool-headed police officers. We've seen them in action in New York over the last, 48 hours because of the terrorist attacks. We can do better.
Okay, and yesterday Donald Trump addressed the Tulsa shooting at a black church.
Well, as you know, I'm a tremendous believer in the police and law enforcement because we need that for ourselves. We need it. And I've really gotten the endorsement from so many different groups, and they're great people. They're great people. Now, great people, you always have problems. You have somebody in there that either makes a mistake, that's bad, or that chokes. I must tell you, I watched the shooting in particular in Tulsa. And that man was hands up. That man went to the car, hands up, put his hand on the car. I mean, it looked like he did everything you're supposed to do.
All right, there are 2 months to go before the November election. Let's dig a little deeper here at this issue and the candidate's stance on policing and crime. What's the issue? That's what we're calling our election project, where we highlight specific issues. And we're joined by NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
So Hillary Clinton there saying we can do better, improve policing, go right at implicit bias. What exactly does she mean when she talks about this in the relationship between the police and minority communities?
Hillary Clinton's been talking about this a lot, David. In fact, one of her very first campaign stops was devoted to justice overhaul issues. She says she wants to build trust. That should be a priority for the next president. She wants to end racial profiling and wants a federal law that would do that. And she wants to bring together federal and local authorities to develop some national standards on when police should actually use force.
Okay, and Donald Trump?
Trump's expressed some worry about what happened in Tulsa and a few other tragedies, but he usually focuses on how law enforcement feels, especially, David, after deadly attacks on police in Baton Rouge and Dallas this year. He told a big police chiefs group that he'll make sure immigration laws and drug laws are enforced by the federal government, but he also said law enforcement is mostly an issue to be left to state and local authorities, and the Fed should really not be butting in his view.
Well, let me pause on that idea for a moment, Carrie Johnson. Because, you know, the Justice Department under President Obama has been known as being really active and coming in and investigating things like racial bias in police departments, Ferguson, Missouri, Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, it sounds like Donald Trump is thinking about using the DOJ in a very different way.
This would be a huge shift. We've chronicled dozens of investigations by the Barack Obama Justice Department in this area. But Donald Trump says there should be a partnership. The feds can help, but they shouldn't dictate how police do their jobs unless they're invited in. Ultimately, Donald Trump says local issues should remain local.
You know, when voters think about this issue, I guess, a lot of questions come up, like how safe they feel, how safe they are. And you've been looking at new crime data suggesting that violent crime and homicides might be rising slightly. How does that reality play in the campaign?
Well, a lot of scholars say it's too early to say there's some kind of dark Mad Max type scenario in the streets. Murders and violent crimes are up in many big cities. But scholars say we shouldn't be drawing sweeping conclusions here, in part because of high poverty and decades of segregation can leave some cities prone to short-term increases in violence. That said, Donald Trump's been out there promoting, for example, the idea of police doing more stops and frisks of suspicious people. David, that's a practice practice that people have called ineffective and even unconstitutional.
Yeah, he said it's worked in New York City, but a lot of people disagree with that.
Yeah, there are some studies that suggest it hasn't worked so well. It hasn't resulted in a lot of arrests, and it certainly had a disproportionate effect on Blacks and Latinos in New York City.
And when Hillary Clinton talks about addressing violent crime, what does she say?
She says any plan to limit violence needs to address gun violence, which she calls the leading cause of death for young Black men. And she wants to see some new gun laws, new laws on background checks and the like.
Well, and Republicans often say that she wants to take Second Amendment rights away, which is something that Hillary Clinton has never said. But Donald Trump speaks about gun rights and protecting them.
He says everyone should have the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment. People who use guns to commit crimes, in his view, should be punished. Hillary Clinton says she doesn't want people who shouldn't have guns to be out in the streets hurting innocent kids.
Okay, talking about the issue of policing and crime as it relates to the presidential campaign with NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.